And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm concluding our look at the topic, a father's role in the home. There are few teachings about marriage that are so clearly set down in the Bible as is the teaching concerning the father's role in the home. God has clearly ordained that the father is to lead the marriage. And yet, as clear as this is, it's become a source of irritation in many homes. The problem is well expressed in the rhyme, "A fellow and girl who wed began to live as one, 'tis said, but many couples can't agree which one of them they wish to be." When the wife is willing to accept her husband's leadership, the stage is set for a happy marriage. Lin Yutang, the Chinese philosopher and author, says, "The secret of contentment is knowing how to enjoy what you have and to be able to lose all desire for things beyond your reach." The wife who recognizes this and who rests content in her position will enjoy peace of mind and security. That's the biblical position that God has promised to bless. Along this same line, Dr. Anna K. Daniels, a marriage counselor and author, has commented that the independence of women has made them expect more of marriage than it can offer. She says, "Being nice to come home to is the finest thing a woman can do." Tragically, though, many women have rejected this position. The current women's lib movement is not a new fad at all. It's a position that's been practiced consciously by many women over the years of history. But despite the attractive arguments set forth by its proponents, women's lib cannot bring happiness in marriage. As the ancient proverb says, "A smoky house, a leaky roof, and a scolding wife drive a man from home." Men are not constituted so that they can accept a woman's leadership in the home and still remain satisfied. This is why there are almost 20 different references in the Bible to the subject of the husband's leadership in the home. From the very beginning of the Bible, we see that Eve was designated as a help meet or fit to Adam. After the fall of man, obedience was commanded to the woman as part of the curse. In 1 Peter 3 and verse 7, the woman is referred to as the weaker vessel. In 1 Corinthians 14, verses 34 and 35, it's clear that the husband is to lead the home in spiritual matters. Perhaps the classic passage on the subject is that found in Ephesians 5, where we read that the husband is to be the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. As the church is subject unto Christ, so let their wives be to their own husbands in everything. To make certain that there's no mistake about the type of leadership that the husband is to provide, Paul then adds these words, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. "He that loveth his wife loveth himself." In other words, the husband is not a dictator, not an autocrat. Rather, he's a loving, kind, compassionate director of the home. In homes where the husband gives his wife this kind of love, it becomes easier for her to respond to his leadership. At the same time, it is the wife's responsibility to be subject to her husband, whether or not he leads the home in a biblical manner. Now, frankly, he'll be more likely to give the kind of love she desires if she cultivates it wisely. As has been said, a wife who does not take pains to cultivate her husband's love is like a housekeeper who does not polish her silver. She'll find it getting tarnished. But when the wife consciously attempts to build her husband up, to please him, to devote herself to him, he's likely to respond to her love by providing a wise, firm, and loving overall direction to the home. In homes where the husband is king, the wife becomes the queen. Each child becomes a prince or princess, and the entire household becomes a royal family. This is the goal of love. By following the biblical principle of the husband's leadership, it can be the possession of every Christian home.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.